the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
So is your car more than 13 years old? It can be either petrol or it can be diesel, but apparently it's going to be eligible for a grant of up to €8,500 to scrap it if you purchase a new electric vehicle. The Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, was briefing the Cabinet today about this pilot scheme and updates to the EV grant scheme. Ciarán Ahern, TD for the Labour Party, its climate spokesperson. What do you make of this idea?
Hi, Matt. I really warmly welcome this announcement. And Labour, we've consistently called for this kind of targeted scrappage scheme because it recognises the reality that rural Ireland is just not as well served by public transport as it needs to be. And people don't really have a choice but to drive in rural areas. So I really welcome that that the majority of the funding today is ring-fenced for rural communities. People in rural areas drive a lot more kilometres than urban drivers. So taxpayers actually get more bang for their buck. And we reduce emissions overall by a larger amount by targeting EV grants at rural communities.
Two-thirds of the scheme's resources are to be ring-fenced for rural areas, and just 3.5 million of the 10 million euro fund will be available to residents of Dublin, Cork, Galway, Limerick and Waterford. But Ciarán, is it actually a good idea to scrap a car, petrol or diesel, over 13 years old? There are environmentalists who would say you drive them into the ground. You drive them for as long as possible before you get rid of them.
Yeah, I know the aim is for older cars. I'm not sure where they came up with the 13-year rule from. It will be of benefit overall. But look, we have to ensure that these kind of grants and this transition to cleaner and potentially cheaper energy is not just restricted to those who can already afford it. So we would like to see more of these kind of grants targeted at households who would otherwise struggle to make these investments because that's what this just transition is all about. But absolutely, this will be worth it overall, Matt.
Okay. Geraldine Herbert is motoring editor of the Sunday Independent. What do you make of this idea?
I think, look, if the logic behind it is that rural households are more car dependent and have fewer alternatives, then we should be giving them more alternatives. I think 10 million could be much better spent improving the bus service that is in rural Ireland, improving the reliability of it. And I think that's where the money should be spent. And I think it's very simplistic to assume that somebody who drives a car that's 13 or year old or older has the finance to actually then buy a new car. I mean, essentially what's been given, Matt, is 5,000. There's already a 3,500 euro grant. So this is just added on top of it. It's been packaged as 8,500, but it's actually 5,000. So do these people actually want to take on this sort of burden of finance at a time when, you know, energy costs are going through the roof and the cost of living is increasing?
How much would a new EV cost?
Well, if you look at the most popular EVs at the moment, if you look at the five most popular, you're looking at a price range of anywhere between about 33 to 40,000. Now, that's more or less on a par with petrol and diesel cars as well. And that, like, they're expensive. All new cars are expensive. And the new car market is only a fraction of the actual cars that are sold. So why we would target people on lower incomes, and you're not driving a 13-year-old car, if you know, out of choice, you're usually on because you have no other means to pay for it. Therefore, why are we targeting them with new cars? Surely the way to make a just transition and to reduce emissions is to grow the second-hand market and to ensure that people who are in terraced houses and who don't have access to a driveway can pay and avail of cheap charging.
Yeah, because just doing quick sums in my head there, 33,000 to 40,000, even if you get 8,500 back off that, would those people who are driving 13-year-old plus cars be able to afford to pay the balance?
Remember, Matt, you're not getting 8,500 off it because the 3,500 is already in those prices. Prices that are quoted, that has been adjusted for the SEI grant. So all you're getting is 5,000 off it. So that's what has been given today. It's packaged as 8,500, but it's actually only 5.
So effectively, you'd still, if you're buying an average one, more popular EVs, you have to pay 28 to 35,000 after you get the scrappage. So it's a question of, if you couldn't have afforded an expensive car before now, how would you suddenly be able to do so now?
Exactly. So the point is, if we're serious about a just transition and reducing emissions, we should be looking at building a serious EV market, generating a serious EV market. So therefore, fleets and leasing companies, that's where the money should be spent. if they go EV, they eventually then filter into the secondhand market, and we'll have 6, 7-year-old, 8-year-old EVs that can be bought then at a really low price point for these sort of families who can't afford anything else. We need to look at charging and ensure that everybody can avail of cheap charging prices, because that's where the real benefit of having an EV is. And we need to invest in public transport. As I said, 10 million spent on a rural network link for bus services would be far better spent and would give people alternatives in rural Ireland, not just accepting the fact, oh, sure, look, you know, they're car dependent, let's give them EVs.
But Geraldine, just before I go back to Ciarán, if you were even to spend 28 to 35,000 net on a new EV, okay, that mightn't be too different to what you would pay for a petrol or a diesel car, but wouldn't the running costs of it be way lower?
The running costs would be way lower. And yes, it's more or less the same price as you'd pay for a petrol or diesel. But the problem is, Matt, the running costs are only low if you can avail of home charging. And if you don't have a home charger, you're paying more. If you're relying on the public network, you're paying more, more or less the same as a petrol and diesel car. So it's essential that people without driveways and terraced houses and all of those actually find a way and to avail of cheap home charging.
Okay. And Geraldine, the listener says, allow UK electric car imports without tax and VAT. What would that be? Would that be to open up the secondhand market to give greater accessibility for people here in Ireland?
Yeah, I mean, the more options in the secondhand market, in the end of the day, that's where the vast majority of people shop for a car. They don't buy a new car. They buy a secondhand car. So the more EVs we have in the secondhand car, the more of a just transition we're going to get.
Listener says, many well-off people drive older cars out of principle rather than out of affordability. I agree with Ger on secondhands, but to suggest all 13-year-old car owners are not able to afford to change is not always true. So, Ciarán O'Hearn, having listened to all of that as a Labour Party climate spokesperson, what do you think of Geraldine's idea that even if it's only just 10 million of a massive budget, it would be better to put that into public transport than this scheme?
Matt, anyone who knows me will know I'm always banging on about the importance of investing urgently in public transport and our active travel network as well. Today is World Bike Day. But look, it'll take a range of measures to get us where we need to be in terms of our climate targets, our emissions targets. And electric vehicles are a vital part of that mix, particularly for rural Ireland. But like it has to sit alongside ambitious investment in sustainable transport as well. But replacing petrol and diesel cars with EVs is overall a welcome ambition, but again, that's not going. Replacing all our car fleet with electric vehicles is not going to do anything for the congestion on our roads that people are sitting through right now, listening to this. What we need there is massive investment in public transport. This is a pilot scheme. It's a 10 million scheme, which is relatively modest. I'd like to see how it goes and see what the uptake is like, what types of households are availing of it. And then if changes need to be made for a broader scheme, which would be perhaps more targeted even further at those who still can't afford it, then we could see that coming through maybe as part of the next budget.
Back to you, Geraldine Herbert. Ian Guider on the programme yesterday was telling us in the business news about a dramatic increase in the sales of electric vehicles continuing month by month. Would that suggest that just let people get on doing what they want to do without putting additional new schemes in place and we'll go electric anyway?
Yeah, I mean, I think the market is getting there. 23% of new cars bought at the moment are electric. Grants just tend to distort a market. So I'd nearly be in favour of taking grants away from passenger cars and putting the money into commercial fleets and the charging infrastructure and coming up with curbside charging for people who don't have driveways. And that's what we need to be tackling now. We're at a different stage of the market. The market is actually sorting itself out and prices are coming down.
Well, indeed, Geraldine, some people are giving me suggestions of EVs at lower prices and you quoted, but then lots of other people are saying that if you need, say, if you have a family, if you need a people carrier type thing, that they're incredibly expensive.
Yeah, well, what I was quoting were the most popular EVs. Okay. They're the price bracket for the top five. There's EVs available for 18,000 new, but they're not going to suit a family. They suit a particular type of buyer, and it's great that they're there. And the cheapest cars in the market at the moment are EVs. But if you're looking at the average family, then that's the sort of prices you're looking at.
Thank you very much, Geraldine Herbert, motoring editor of the Sunday Independent, and Ciarán O'Hearn, Labour Party climate spokesperson. Here's a listener who says, would it not be wiser to spend €10 million on chargers for the 200 plus electric buses the government bought? I'm driving a 15-year-old car, struggling with the cost of living, and that new grant wouldn't be worth a damn to me. Do the government ever put any thought into spending taxpayers' money?
The last word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.